It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Deal with it.
I didn't partake, and I didn't have a Red Bull either, but I'm a little out of the weather today, so.
Under the weather or out of the weather?
What does under the weather mean? It is out of the weather. Under the weather. Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I was trying to do Hideki Matsuyama, and I think I did another.
Yeah, they played that on the Invasion.
Yeah, that's...
What's the Invasion?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Norman Donovan show?
When did they make that the Invasion?
Well, remember, they were Norm and Donnie, so if they Norman D...
Oh.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Tip.
You got it.
Were they on the air for any of that stuff?
Yes. Yes, they
Gosh.
Were. I don't remember the out of the weather moment. Oh, yeah.
Out of the weather.
That's one of my faves. Hang on there, Craig. This is the e-brake, and it's brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. We may just hear from the T-Box again today. But candidate number one is Donovan. He was starting a live spot and got the giggles, and this is always awesome when someone gets the laughs.
If you are looking for a product that could...
Hello.
What?
In three.
Say what? Want me to read that?
No, we're okay. Good. If you're looking for a product that will help you out if you're trying to lose weight.
Do you think he was getting Corby, did you like it voice? That's why he stopped? Because he was starting to go into...
I didn't hear that.
Listen closely at the beginning of this.
If you are looking for a product that could...
Hello.
See what I mean? I think he was starting to go into that voice.
Yeah, want me
voice.
To read that?
No, no, no. We're okay. Good. If you're looking for a product that will help you out if you're trying to lose weight.
I think he was going into bubble voice and had to stop for a second.
Did
maybe.
You like it?
Did you like it? One more time.
If you are looking for a product that could...
He has a little high voice.
Hello.
What?
In three.
Say what? Want me to read that?
Point? No, we're okay. Good. If you're looking for a product that will help you out if you're trying to lose weight.
Did you like it? Did you like it?
That's not it. I'm
trying to find it. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
All right.
Yeah, Cray Trey running the board this morning. But that is Donovan, candidate number one from the Normandy invasion. Candidate number two comes from the Hardline. This is Corby's preview of Ticket Stock. And he was trying to point out that Dan was going to be wearing a clown suit. A clown suit is what he was looking for.
So we're going to have George in the LeBron suit.
Yeah.
And Dan suit. in the clan outfit.
Whoa. Sir. Whoa. Sir.
Whoa.
That's not
whoa.
What it's called.
Freud slip there, huh?
You wouldn't have any trouble.
What happened to woke?
That's not for on air, Corby.
That's for after all the P1s leave and we all stay.
Yeah.
How does TSA...
casual about it.
How does TSA deal with a full clown?
Yeah, well, we're government shutdown. I guess you can get on in a clown suit.
I don't know.
They probably wouldn't take kindly to that.
Yeah, clown suit is what Dan will be in, not a clown suit.
Did you like it?
There it is.
There it is.
Does it like it?
There you go. Good timing there. Cray Trey. That is another little bit for Ticket Stock. Dan will be in his clown suit for the weekend, and I will be in the LeBron suit with shorts.
Would Dan make national headlines if he showed up in a clown suit?
That needs to be a bet. That's really putting some, making someone nervous. If they feel very confident in something, they should bet that if they lose,
right,
no they would have that. To wear...
A clown suit.
A clown suit is so tame compared to
a grand wizard. Suit.
Right. Yeah.
But they did bring this up on Bad Radio. Don't you think they will look at him suspiciously when he goes through security in a clown suit when we fly to the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yeah.
They will. That's going to be weird. It's going to be weird when he goes into security to get his press credential for Radio Row in a clown suit.
How long does he have to wear this clown suit?
Through the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
I just have to wear the LeBron suit at ticket stock.
Every day?
Yeah.
So he has to wear the clown suit.
Like when we go out to dinner?
I'm thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm. Media party.
That's why the Klan suit would be that much of a more of a bet loss price to pay, don't you think? I mean, because you would have to be going through drive-thrus, and you would have to be walking around in public in that.
Yep. Well, I don't want to raise awareness for that organization. Maybe you do. I think clown suit is a better way to go, Gordon.
Huh. Okay.
But that is Corby as candidate number two. Candidate number three, speaking of that T-Box show, it's not Craig this week. It is Rick. And I think maybe Rosengarten is starting to rub off on Rick Arnett.
If you want to come out while we're on the air, ain't like anybody's playing golf. You're not going to disrupt the membership at this moment. Come on out and see us. This may be the best cup of coffee I've had at a golf course.
Wow, that's saying something. We've been to a lot of golf courses.
So come on out and get a cup of coffee. And
Craig is an aficionado of coffee.
A what?
Aficionado. Isn't it aficionado?
No, aficionado.
No. No, because I said that one time before. It's not aficionado.
I don't even know what you're saying. It's wrong.
Well, you like coffee. How about that?
Yeah, we'll keep it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, they're both wrong.
Yeah, they're both wrong. I didn't catch that on Craig the second time.
Aficionado.
Yeah, it's aficionado, idiot.
That's amazing.
It is amazing what's happened to the golf show. See, I thought Craig had messed up that word before, but it was Rick, I guess, that messed up that word before. Okay. All right, one more time there, Cray Trey.
If you want to come out while we're on the air, ain't like anybody's playing golf. You're not going to disrupt the membership at this moment. Come on out and see us. This may be the best cup of coffee I've had at a golf course.
Wow, that's saying something. We've been to a lot of golf courses.
So come on out and get a cup of coffee. And
Craig is an aficionado of coffee.
A what?
Aficionado? Isn't it aficionado?
No, aficionado.
No. No, because I said that one time before. It's not aficionado.
I don't even know what you're saying. It's wrong.
Well, you like coffee. How about that?
Yeah, we'll keep it like
that. Yeah. It's time to rename that show Dumb and Dumber.
That is amazing.
All right, so did Rick think that the word was you show affection for something?
Yes, that's what it sounded like. An affectionado.
Affectionado. But then Craig's correction was, no, it's aficionado.
Yeah, it's an untrue.
It's an untrue knowledge of coffee.
Ooh, man, that is a great combo there from Rick and Craig in the T-Box. So is it the T-Box? Is it Donnie with the laughs or Corby? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Got him turned up in there?
All right, now we got him. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Trey, I do this in here. Is that what's messing us up?
No, you're doing it.
Okay, but we're not hearing him.
All right, let's try one more time.
You sure you got him turned up?
There's a sports caller right there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Georgie, are you ready for the day of hell that you're about to have with that LeBron suit?
I think so. I'm ready.
Oh, man. I'm ready for that in the Jub Hawk. Oh, shout out to Jake, a.k.a. Jake Z.
Vote.
A.k.a. Earl. And give me Corby. Corby.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me 1950s Corby.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, good morning, users. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Let's go with Corby Grand Dragon Davidson.
Man. Corby off to an early lead here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, let me be the first to say happy birthday to you guys. And also, Vaginal Slice Born.
Oh, no. Not you. Not you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Cannonball Dunham's Vaginal Slice Born.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Happy 25 there, Dunham.
Thanks.
I'm coming up there tonight to kick your ass and take your stock.
Yeah.
All right, bring it on. Bring it on.
Right on stage. I'm going to put my foot right up your ass, boy.
Okay. Bring it on. Bring it on. Are you going to vote, you moron? Guess not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Buenos dias, musers. Feliz cumpleaños.
Ah, si.
¿Dónde está la casa de Pepe?
In your madre. I would like to vote for the following. Don Scagnetti, Jerry Don Gleaton, Cable Smith, Lefty the Chihuahua, that SOB Buddy Leaf, Fred Manrique.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Uh-oh, it's Coco calling us from lower heaven. Hi, right, Coco.
Come on, let's go.
Coco, consult great white-headed Capuchin monkey Katie for this week's vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Katie played David Schwimmer's dead monkey Marsall on season one of NBC comedy Friends.
Okay.
Little Katie also played role of Ebola-infected monkey in 1995 Dustin Hoffman blockbuster movie Outbreak.
All right, all right. Well, what did Little Katie say?
Katie here in loving arms of Coco now.
Oh.
We vote for Deep South Grand Dragon Corby.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Coco.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I have to respectfully vote for the clowning around antics of the Grand Wizard Corby.
Man, just a unanimous decision there for Corby Davidson. A little surprised the T-Box didn't get a little more love. But Corby wins for this.
So we're going to have George in the LeBron suit.
Yeah.
And Dan in the clan outfit.
Whoa. Sir. Whoa. Sir.
Whoa.
That's not
whoa.
What it's called.
Weird slip there, huh?
Whoa. You wouldn't have any trouble.
What happened to woke?
That's not for on air, Corby.
That's for after all the P1s leave and we all stay.
Yeah.
How does TSA.
How does, casual about it.
How does TSA deal with a full clown?
Like, yeah, well, makeup. We're government shutdown. I guess you can get on in a clan suit.
I don't know.
That's.
They probably wouldn't take kindly to that.
Corby Davidson with the win. Mm. How many?
That is his 61st win, 43 behind Norman Sealed Indictment Hitchkiss.
All right, Corby, congratulations here on Ticket Stock Weekend.